नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे।
सो मे बी टुडे आई विल अडॉप्ट अ लिटिल न्यू स्टाइल ऑफ गिविंग दिस इंटरैक्टिव लेक्चर and that is you will also have to work by reading and hearing our scripture given by Prabhupada. So how can I get rid of my rajogun? So at the end of 14th chapter Krishna says very crystal clearly how to get rid of any guna. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate सगुणान समैत्यैत्यान ब्रह्म भूयाय कल्पते। दैट इज वन हु परफॉर्म्स माय अनअलॉयड डिवोशनल सर्विस। यो माम च अव्यभिचारिण, व्यभिचार मीन्स प्रोस्टिट्यूशन, अव्यभिचार मीन्स नो प्रोस्टिट्यूशन, जस्ट कृष्ण। सो कैन यू प्लीज से इन इंग्लिश दिस ट्रांसलेशन।
The person who is serving me with pure devotion and in no circumstances doesn't go away from this path immediately comes above the gunas of material nature and reaches the platform of Brahman.
So here Krishna is very crystal clearly saying how you can transcend three modes of material nature and rise above them. But we should be serious and sincere to perform pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving, devotional, all these things, service to Krishna. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yogena. So bhakti yoga, devotion to Krishna, avyabhicharena means only Krishna with pure mind, pure purity. Yo mamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sar Krishna. Then sagunam samayityaitan, he rise himself above the three modes of material nature and he becomes situated on a Brahman platform which is called transcendental platform, Trigunatit platform, Turiya Avastha, meaning rise above three modes of material nature. All these words means the same thing. So very easy. We have to become pure, sincere and very serious devotees of the Lord. In another word, whatever Lord Chaitanya is saying in his Sista Astak and whatever Rupa Goswami saying in his instruction to his disciples in Nectar of Instruction, if we follow this 11 plus 8 sloka in our life very seriously, we will definitely rise above three modes of material nature. This is it. Only 8 sloka that Lord Chaitanya left for his disciples like us, and 11th sloka Rupa Goswami left for us to follow. So this will make us totally perfect devotee. Nothing is lack. You are serious, you should memorize the translation to this slokas. So I will tell you how easy it is to memorize these things. I ask you a question. How you memorize the cinema song that is very, very famous? How do you do? Yes.
In my case,
yes,
it didn't work listening. I also had to repeat many
yes,
times.
Yes, both. You sing along with it also. That is true. I agree with you. So, you record yourself, maybe one thing at a time, Sista Astak, and then you hear it and sing along with it if you like. you know, you say with it if you like, then you will be able to memorize quickly. Like you cooking, driving, working, or taking bath in the morning, or when you take bath, you just put it on, and this is all you want to hear. Beautiful. This is like very, very nice thing to hear. So we should be serious and sincere. Sincerity means I have to do it. That is sincerity. And serious and sincerity, both, if you do it together, then you will be able to rise above three modes of material nature very easy. So I can go on with these modes of ignorance and passion, and but I think I should go on. So yomamcha avyabhicharena bhakti yoga. So we have to perform that bhakti yoga. That means 16 rounds, nice rounds, every single day, morning time. But if you have rounds left in the morning, then whole day you are working at your rounds. So nice rounds in the morning, and devotees, and nice association, and you know, nice deity worship, reading Bhagavatam, performing transcendental devotional service. The avyabhicharini bhakti, devotion to Krishna, is like a forest fire, blazing fire, in which anything is there or put or thrown or is there will burn to an ashes. So if you perform devotional service, what to talk about these three gunas? Any dirty material things, whole material existence, everything will burn to the ashes, and only you on purity with Krishna will remain. Nothing else will remain. Your sansara will be finished. Remember, bhakti is Krishna's swarup sakti. It is nothing but Krishna, absolutely Krishna. Bhakti, Bhagavan, Bhakta are all one. And it will put you on transcendental platform without a doubt. So, if you want to rise above three modes of material nature and put end to material existence, we must perform avyabhicharini bhakti to Krishna, and everything will be taken care of by Krishna. By performing bhakti, you are still in modes of material nature. That means we have to take up to the pure as possible, the devotion, bhakti to Krishna. So take up the process. My devotion may be mixed with karma, jnana, sense gratification, so many things. My bhakti may be mixed. So maybe I should keep doing bhakti, and the bhakti will burn all this impurity one day, and I will come out victorious. Avyabhicharini bhakti means pure bhakti. So we should try to perform pure bhakti and reject all that is impurity that comes into bhakti. Jnana, karma, sense gratification, gunas, and all these things is mixed. So avyabhicharini bhakti we practice, everything will go away. Idea is to keep doing pure devotional service, unalloyed pure devotional service to Krishna. Just keep in the fire of bhakti, and eventually everything will go away, gunas and karmas and jnanas, and everything will flee away. Everything is possible in bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj had a very bad demon father, the biggest demon that you can imagine as his father. But he is considered to be pure devotee, stick to bhakti, and gave up his father. There are unlimited examples in scriptures, in society, how devotees perform pure transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna under adverse circumstances. There were three sages, and it is true story. One is Narasimha Mehta, another one is Eknath, and third one was Tukaram. Sage number one, Narasimha Mehta, when his wife died, he sing a song, Balu Thayu Bhagi Janjar Sukhe Smarsu Sri Gopal. Good that my wife now she is, not that he was happy, but he said, okay, wife is dead, no problem. I will perform devotional service to Krishna. Father says wife was completely other way around. She was so cruel and so nasty. So Tukaram. So Tukaram prayed to Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are so kind. You have given me such a nasty wife, so I cannot become attached to her. Always perform your transcendental service. If she was favorable, then I would have gotten into Maya with her, and so nice situation. So Tukaram was living in a house here, and street was like this long street, and his house was looking whole street, looking toward whole street. So Tukaram was coming with the sugar cane bundle on his shoulder, and he was pure devotee. He was all the children, he was in anything and everywhere, he was seeing Krishna. Spurayate Nijayista Spurti. He was seeing Krishna in children and everywhere. So the children came to him and he saw, oh, this is Krishna came to me. So he distributed all this sugar cane up to his house to these children because they like to have a sugar cane. So he distributed, and his wife was standing at the doorstep looking at the whole scene, and she was furious. So he came with one sugar cane at the doorstep where his wife was standing. So his wife saw everything, and then he took that sugar cane and beat him up. Why did you distribute all the sugar cane? Belongs to me, this, that, and beat him with that sugar cane. And then he prayed to Krishna, oh Krishna, you are so kind, giving me such a ruthless wife, beat me up, I can do your devotion, and you are so kind, you are very kind giving me this kind of wife, so I can concentrate on your devotion. Otherwise, I would be fall in Maya with her. And Gyaneswar, his wife was very, very favorable, like my wife. So he prayed to Krishna, you are so kind, you have given me such a nice serving attitude, wife with serving attitude, wife with lots of devotion to you, and a Vaishnavi to associate with, and everything is so nice in the house, and I thank you very much. You have given me such a wonderful, favorable devotee wife. Thank you very much. And we can serve you better, both together we can serve you better. So bhakti is universal. Bhakti is easily performed. Bhakti is for every living entity. And bhakti, it is a swarup shakti. So it is applicable in every circumstances. Unlimited example for adverse circumstances, and those devotees have Meera as for example. So Meera, she was served poison, and she offered to Lord and then drank it all, and Lord took care of everything. Like those kind of adverse conditions, devotees always remain peaceful, blissful, and serving Krishna. In other words, he tried to give her lots and lots of distresses, hindrance to devotional service to Krishna. So there are unlimited examples. I'll stop here about this. But you can definitely perform devotional service under all circumstances. So is that okay? We can go to next one.
Grihastha life, family life, is so difficult. There are so many duties which we have to perform. So, how far can we afford to ourselves to perform spiritual activities, and how far is our duty to also do all these needed duties?
Krishna says to Arjuna, Mam Anusmara Yuddhascha. How difficult it was to perform devotional service to Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra while you are facing deadly enemies in front of very Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya and Karna and you name it. And he performed right in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So if you want to, under every circumstances, every moment, while working, while doing activities, we can definitely remember Krishna, perform activity for Him, bring everything home, offer to Him. Whole life is for Him. We are included in Krishna service. When you offer prasadam, it comes to you also. Prabhupada says we have to change our consciousness, chetana, we have to Krishna consciousness. And instead of house, grahastha consciousness, wife consciousness, children consciousness, education consciousness, every conscious, we have to change to Krishna consciousness. Okay, let's go to the next one. How we should look to this material world? What is the purpose of the material world? And how to deal with it? So, what is the purpose of material world? Very simple. Originally, we were with Krishna. Krishna created us. Mameva Anso Jiva Lokya. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. He created us for His pleasure and our pleasure. We can be happy and He can be happy. We create children so that we can enjoy them and they can enjoy us. But if your child says, this house, this property and everything belongs to me, I am the enjoyer. Why you are the only enjoyer? I am also the enjoyer and it belongs to me. So problem, big problem. It's the king is there and in the kingdom somebody says, I am also the king, I am also enjoyer, I am also like you. So then immediately king puts you into the jail. King wants his subject to be blissful, happy, peaceful, but when somebody becomes obnoxious saying, I am king, I am enjoyer, kingdom belongs to me, then what king can do except to put him into the jail? So Krishna created material world like a jail in which all the living entity who are rebellious and competitor who wants to enjoy equally to Krishna, He puts them into the jail called material world. And what more proof you want than you can see this all living entity in material world are fights and suffer and lit like cats and dogs. So this is a jail and constable of jail is Durga Devi, who with the three modes of material nature, trident, and she makes living entity reform by giving them distresses. So, Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mahameva ye prapadyante maya metam taranti te. Meaning that this Durga, who is giving us distresses, trying to reform us, we can cross over by surrendering to Krishna. So how should we look upon this material world? That is, this material world is place of distress and it is a bad bargain and I should do the best of a bad bargain. So what is a best bargain? That bhutala bhakti padaratham bhutu brahma lokama nahi re. Even in heavenly planets, bhakti is very rarely achieved. On the earth planet, we can attain bhakti, especially chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and go back again into our spiritual abode where we belong to. So how to deal with the material world? That is stated, we should be very indifferent to material world, not to negate, but to turn the material energy into the spiritual energy. We should be like an expert electrician. he takes electricity, turns into heater, heating, heat, or cooling, refrigerator or air condition. So we should be like an expert electrician, take material energy, connect to Krishna and spiritualize it. What is the definition of spiritual thing? The definition is Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Rupa Goswami says anything that is connected with Krishna is called spiritual. You take a beautiful pear from a pear tree, you offer it to Krishna, connect it to Krishna, it becomes prasad and it is spiritual, no more material. You take that pear and just feed your stomach or your children or wife or whatever for material use, same pair. You can convert it one way or another. Same thing you can do with every little thing that is here in the material world. You can connect everything to Krishna and it becomes spiritualized. So this is how we can deal with material world. Do the best use of bad bargain, Prabhupada says. So let's go to the next one. What to do with our relatives, how we should bring them to Krishna consciousness. There is a saying that Ghar ka yogi jogada, bar mail ka siddh, that a saint who is living amongst us, near us, no, he is insignificant, but one who comes from 60 kilometers away, he is Siddh, he is perfect. And there is another proverb that Ghar ki murgi dal barabar, meaning whatever is in vicinity of our, it is very insignificant. Who cares? You cannot preach to your relatives when they have this kind of consciousness. What is best thing to do is that you become staunch, fixed up, serious, sincere devotee. They will look upon you every day, many, many years, and eventually they will take it up automatically. You remain fixed in devotional service to Krishna, and over a period of time, they will pick it up, definitely. It is my experience. In many cases, in my case also, in my wife's case, her mother and everybody was saying, what is this, you know, American written tilak, seven hair, mala, dhoti, kurta, this, that. But after few years, 10 years, some years later, they themselves started chanting and took initiation in ISKCON. That is because we did not preach to them, but they see us day in and day out performing devotional service, and then they took up themselves. Okay, next is great Acharya, Siva, Tulsi Devi. They don't have lusty desire. What can I do with them? No lust. So Krishna says, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajo Guna Samudbhava, Mahasano Mahapapma Videya Yavairina. That Kamesa Krodesha. Krodh is developed from lust, and Kamesa Krodha Rajaguna, and it is produced, it is a product. The lust is a product of Rajaguna, the mode of passion. Rajaguna Samudra Mahasano, and it devours you, it eats you up. Mahasano Mahapapma, and he is very sinful, Mahapapma, Vidyai Virinam, and he is our deadly enemy. So lust is produced of Rajagun, and we gave whole lecture on how to get rid of gunas, Rajagun, Yomancha, Vyabhicharina, Bhakti Yogina. We have to engage ourselves in transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna, and eventually have a patience, and eventually that lust, this rajagun, everything will be gone and we will be like sober as Rup Sanatan and all these personalities. We can come to that platform by performing pure transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. lust is product of this material body. As long as we have material body, meaning as long as we have material conception of our existence, I am the body. From that conception, I am the body, the lust arises. From material body, lust arises, and from spiritual body, love arises. They are completely opposite to each other. So we have to change our material body into the spiritual one. That can be easily done by sincerely, seriously, purely chanting the holy name like Haridas Thakur. You know the story about prostitute, or Maya Devi came to Haridas Thakur to make him fall down. At the end, prostitute who came for lust and make him fall down got converted into Vaishnavi. Haridas Thakur's body was spiritual. Only love was emanating from his heart. He did not reject or beat up or throw away that prostitute out of his house, but said, okay, please, I will do. I will fulfill your desire, but please, let me finish my chanting. And she became spiritual body, and love developed in her heart, because Haridas Thakur also had love, no lust. So lust got transformed into love. So we have seen in many examples how Lord Shiva, Sukadeva Goswami, Sat Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, they all had a spiritual body, and that's why only love was emanating from their body. The lust was transformed into love due to the spiritual body. As long as you have material body, material conception, lust will be definitely there. In that case, you have to try to control it. We know the story from Bhagavatam that Sukadeva Goswami, as soon as he was born, 16 years old, 12 years, and he was naked, 12 years old boy, and the small young girls, 12 years or some, they were taking bath into the lake, and when he passed, they did not get disturbed at all, no lust, nothing, and they didn't even cover up themselves. But when his father, Vyasadeva, passed, then they all wear their clothes and became covered up. So, why? Because Sukadeva had no concept, he's spiritual, totally spiritual body. We cannot say that Vyasadeva wasn't spiritually, but it is the example given, many, many examples. Lord Brahma wouldn't fall down, he's spiritual. But he is giving example. So, many examples like that. The idea is lust arises from material body. As long as you have material body, material conception, lust will be there. We can transform that material body into the spiritual, and from the spiritual body, only love will arise. So, what can I do with them so that no lust? So, we can become expert devotee to transform lust into love. And we have to have patience. Again, utsaha nichya dhairya dhiraj. Rupa Goswami said patience. So eventually we will rise to the spiritual platform and only love, so that lust will be transformed. Krishna indriya priti vancha dhare prenam, atma indriya priti vancha dhare kamna. To satisfy our own senses is called lust, and satisfying Krishna's senses with our senses is called love. So we should be expert devotee to transform lust into love. It will take time, but you can get there. Just keep chanting and take shelter of lotus feet of Guru. Ado Guru Pad Asraya. First, we should take shelter of a Guru. He can teach us shortcuts. You can go to the next one. How can discriminate my mind is saying or soul, super soul is talking? So by listening to your mind or your soul, If the result is divine and good, that means super soul is telling you. And if the result is bad, sinful, then it is your mind talking. So Krishna has given us intelligence, Adami Buddhi Yogam. So with that intelligence we can discriminate if I listen to mind or soul, will this really good, divine, pure, or will be dirty, suffering, happiness, suffering. So you can definitely see, and then that's how you can see how your mind is talking or super soul is talking. Very simple. But when somebody is nonsense, then we'll think it is coming from mind, but he will think, oh, this is super soul, let me do this. And you will wind up with mess because you try to adjust and it's not super soul, it is your mind. But you have to see, am I going to uplift and going towards Krishna, or by listening to I'm going towards Maya? So you can definitely scrutinize that with your intelligence. And you can even know if ghost is speaking from within you, you will also know that. Guru is external manifestation of super soul. And if you can't understand super soul, Guru is present. We can understand from him, whether it is from super soul or not. But it is very difficult to surrender to or have a guru. I want my independence and I am the guru of myself. That cannot make us understand what is spiritual, what is material, what is spirit soul, I mean what is mind is speaking and what is super soul speaking. You can ask very easily. It is, guru is more help than anything else. Any other question?
I'm kindly asking you if you could tell us which good qualities we can develop after we start following all four regulative principles.
The best quality of Vaishnava, topmost quality of Vaishnava, chief main quality of Vaishnava is that he becomes the unalloyed, transcendental, ekantic, ananya bhakta of Krishna. So every minute we should scrutinize, am I going to please Krishna and Guru by doing this, whatever I am doing? The life's mission statement should be, am I pleasing Krishna and Guru? All I want to do in my life is please Krishna and Guru to the maximum capacity that I have, and that's my life's mission statement and nothing else. I am sold out like a sold out animal to Krishna and my Guru. Sold out animal does not have its own desire to be fulfilled, whom that animal belongs to. So this is the topmost quality one should have. Am I pleasing to Krishna and Guru to the best and topmost best of my capacity? Whatever Krishna and Guru does not like, we should throw that into the garbage immediately. That is the best quality that one should first develop. Rupa Goswami says, Ado Guru Pada Asraya. First and foremost, sadhana bhakti. The first, you look into the bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 364 sadhana bhakti. And first five sadhana bhakti, Rupa Goswami says, is about Guru. Accept Guru first. So Ado Guru Pad Asraya, first sadhana bhakti. The first, he said, Ado means in very beginning, first. Ado Guru Pad Asraya. One should take shelter of the lotus feet of a Guru. Yes.
I wonder what kind of questions are appropriate to ask our Guru.
That is the third sadhana bhakti Rupa Goswami mentioned. And that is Swadharma Prucha. One must inquire from a guru what I should do. Asking question. That is a third devotional service to ask your guru. Swadharma Prucha. So first and foremost question one must ask to a guru about our Swadharma Prucha is that Ke Ami Kene Amar જ્યારે તાપત્રય ઇહા નાહી જાની અમી કે મને હિત હૈ. સનાતન ગોસ્વામી વોઝ લર્નેડ સ્કોલર બિફોર હી અપ્રોચ હિઝ ગુરુ, બટ વેન હી અપ્રોચ ધ ગુરુ એન્ડ હી સ્ટાર્ટેડ ફ્રોમ સ્ક્વેર વન, હી સેડ હુ એમ આઈ, પ્લીઝ ટેલ મી, આઈ એમ સફરિંગ ધીસ મટીરિયલ વર્લ્ડ, વાય એન્ડ હાઉ કેન આઈ ગેટ રીડ ઓફ ધીસ સફરિંગ, એન્ડ કે અમી કેને અમાર જ્યારે તાપત્રય ઇહા નાહી જાની અમી કે મને હિત હૈ. થર્ડ ક્વેશ્ચન યુ શુડ આસ્ક ઇઝ આઈ ડોન્ટ નો વોટ ઇઝ માય અલ્ટિમેટ ગુડ, વોટ ઇઝ માય વેલફેર, વોટ ઇઝ ધ ટોપ મોસ્ટ ગોલ ઓફ માય લાઈફ, વોટ શુડ આઈ અટેઇન ધ ટોપ મોસ્ટ ગોલ ઓફ માય લાઈફ. દિસ ઇઝ અ થર્ડ ક્વેશ્ચન સનાતન ગોસ્વામી આસ્ક ટુ લોર્ડ ચૈતન્ય હિઝ ગુરુ. સો ઓન ધીસ થ્રી ક્વેશ્ચન્સ there is a volume and volumes of instruction Lord Chaitanya gave it to Sanatan Goswami called Sanatan Siksha. And same thing with Arjuna asking Krishna the first question, what I am, living entity, spirit soul, not body, and so on and so forth. And when Vidura approached Maitreya Muni, he also asked the same questions. It is in Bhagavatam beginning, 3rd, 4th canto, you can read those. If you want to go higher in asking questions, then you can follow Uddhava, who is asking to Krishna in 11th canto, starting from Pingala and the 9 Yogendra, and what kind of questions Uddhava is asking his guru Krishna. Any other question?
How to find this balance between devotional service to devotees and deities and to myself, to my body, to my needs? Because I'm inclined to think that I'm higher, that I really am spiritually. And then because I cannot discriminate and find this balance, then every few whiles I just collapse. So
yes. So this is a problem, big problem. The problem is we think I am high and no trunada pisunichi na taroreva saisma na mani na mani dena. Under that mood we have to serve the holy name, serve the devotees, serve deity. So this is very basic first requirement we tend to miss, and it creates big problem. Definition of love is, how can I make my beloved happy? In another words, Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava, Tulsi Maharani, how I can make them happy and not consider anything about me. Tat sukhe sukhitvam, tat dukhe dukhitvam, iti priti lakshanam. This is a definition of love. We want to see their happiness. That is bhakti, that is love. Narad Bhakti Sutra. So what is the balance? Nothing for me, everything for you, my dear Lord. Here, I consign manasa, deha, geho, yo kichu more, arpilu tuyapade, nanda kishore. Everything for you, my dear Lord, my dear devotees, my dear Tulsi Maharani, my dear Vrindavan, my dear... Everything for you, nothing for me. That is the topmost love. That is devotional service to Krishna. Devote out of devotion, out of love, and out of purity. And by that you get everything. You get more than by doing other way. You will get more by this process than you will get other way to balance yourself, whatever. You will get more. Because Krishna is biggest lover. So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.